So you're not a believer, huh? All right, so why don't you humor me, okay? Do me a little favor, please. Just do a quick thing. Close your eyes. You don't believe in hypnosis, and I'm not really trying to trance you, so where is the harm? And you don't believe in it anyway. No risk, so just close your eyes for me, all right? Now, it's a bit cliche, but I also want you to breathe deeply. Just focus on that, on your breathing and my voice, and focus on deep, even breaths at whatever pace is most comfortable to you. Just count them so that each breath is a steady constant. You doing that? Okay, good. Just keep doing that throughout. First things first, just forget about everything you think of as hypnosis. Hell, right now, understand what I'm going to suggest isn't hypnosis as you think of it at all. So, with your eyes closed, I want you to picture a dot. Just everything is black right now, right? Your eyes are closed, so you can't see anything, but if you picture a dot, and it can be any color, mind you, you can sense that it is there, even as you know it's not there. Now, ignore all background noises that might inadvertently and annoyingly pop up. And just move that dot. Move it to the left. Move it to the right. Now, expand it into a house. Come on. Blow it right on up in front of you. Visualize the arches where the windows are. What color is it? Paint a little house in your brain right now. Of course, you might not be visualization focused, in which case you wouldn't see the house so much the same as you would see with your eyes looking at one. That's okay. You could be an auditory learner, in which case, try picturing a bird flying around the house. Hear its wings flapping, the song just springing from its beak. Or maybe you're like me, kinesthetic. In which case, why don't you reach into your memories to pull up how the grass of the lawn feels under your bare feet. That softness, that springiness. You can be any combination of the three, and there's even one for people who are smell-focused. All of your senses can influence your mind, you know? I have yet to meet one who is taste-oriented, but I'm sure it's only a matter of time. But just reach into your memories for any of these things needed. You can be any combination of them, but most people show a very strong preference or dominance in one of the three and often find one of the other imaginings hard to do. So, which is easiest when you're trying to think of something to the point of seeing, hearing, or feeling it in your mind? Which bit boldens out to you if we were to imagine a woman? Maybe me, from the sound of my voice, picturing me. Is it easiest to visualize me? Does it help if I tell you my hair is just a long riot of colors? Blue and pink being predominant? And that my eyes are blue and my breasts are 36 triple D's, and while I'm shorter than you, there is no overlooking me. Or maybe it's easier to build me up in your mind if you just focus on my voice. Your eyes are closed, so you wouldn't see me anyways, but I'm still here with you. You can hear me. Focus on my voice. Just follow along with the cadence. In many cases, I make it easy for you. If you're kinesthetic, you might not see me at all. But if you focus, allow yourself to try, you can still feel me in front of, around you. Taking your wrist and gently turning it so your hand rests comfortably face up. And yes, this is me telling you to do so. To move in the real world outside of your closed eyes and move your wrist while picturing it being moved for you. And the important thing is that it moves. Now focus on the feeling of me taking two of my fingers, nails long and pretty, blue with a spiral pattern on top, and just really focus on experiencing the sensation as the nails lightly graze over your wrist. Do you feel it? Can you see it in your mind? Feel it on your skin. Smell my hair, so nice. Let all of your senses build me in front of you. They are all quite capable of creating that which isn't there. But this is just as real as an image on a TV to you. Except all of your senses get to enjoy it. Let yourself fall into a state of complete relaxation. Now, if you take that feeling and add in other bits of hypnosis, like deeper breathing, focused counting, relaxing and following my voice like a guide through your mind. Oh wait, we just did all that. Well, they're just little mind tricks and just pure psychological manipulation of hopefully a benevolent bend. Maybe you'll start to understand what hypnosis is and how it really works. Or maybe not so much the how, but you'll understand it works on you. And that you like it. Because people fall into such a wide variety of categories, there is no one technique that is perfect that will work on everyone. But many people find being in trance calming, pleasant, sometimes even intense.
And for the perverts, a wonderful and imaginative lot, let me tell you. Trance can be arousing, sexual, a brilliant mindfuck that releases drip after drip of dopamine and lust. Once you're deep enough, once triggers are installed in your mind, you can actually feel pleasure. Real pleasure. Would you like to try that? It's a connection built and conditioned and requiring so little from you that all you have to do is listen, focus, relax, and allow it to happen. Allow yourself to feel pleasure when I say the word pleasure. It's very easy. Your mind knows the word. Your brain knows what pleasure feels like in its many forms. Just relax and imagine with me. Pleasure. It can be any sort. Sexual is always good, and that feeling of a nice stroke, a pleasant touch. I want you to really concentrate on your body right now, on your skin. Search for a tingle. It's there, just find it, isolate it. A little tingle of pleasure on your body. You can't quite catch it, but you can hurt it, spread it, higher, feel it. When you focus on that pleasure, it becomes more intense, doesn't it? You don't have to, but it does sometimes help if you answer me. To just say, yes, Shibby, when I ask you a question. Can you feel it?
Yes, Shibby.
Good. Now follow that pleasure to the source. Your brain, your mind, your pleasure chemical creator. And just think to yourself. Tell yourself. Pleasure brings me pleasure. Humor me and connect in your head my voice saying the word
pleasure.
With you feeling
pleasure.
This is something you can visualize. Picture it however you like.
What I would do to you to cause this pleasure.
Feel it, see it, know it.
Pleasure.
Not a thought, though it can start as one if needed, but a knowledge. Tell yourself.
Pleasure brings me pleasure. Pleasure brings me pleasure. Pleasure brings me pleasure.
Pleasure brings me pleasure. And really focus and concentrate on that tingle. Feel it travel over your body. Waves of pleasure into your brain. Feel the surge in intensity each and every time I say pleasure. Of course, it's not just words that can be triggers. Anything can be a trigger. One of my favorites is the snap. It's just so versatile. and really fun. And in a few moments, I am going to snap my fingers. And when I do, you can open your eyes. Feel some bit inside of you that has been slumbering and wake back up. You will feel wonderfully relaxed, recharged even, happy, hopefully remembering this experience as a pleasant and pleasurable one. Maybe even wanting to try again. Maybe go deeper this time. Go deeper each time. Maybe wanting to try more files that go a little bit farther or a little bit naughtier. And even ones that might end in release. Wouldn't it feel so good to just release? Wouldn't it just be fun? It would feel good, and it would make me happy, and maybe that thought makes you happy. Feel happy. Feel a big, warm, dopey smile spread across your face as one. You take in a deep breath and feel yourself awakening. Two, you let it go and release the last little bit of tension in your body, leaving you light and free to move. Three, wake up. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I did say I wouldn't be trancing you, but I kind of think of it as just pushing someone into the deep end of the pool. You're sitting there wavering and thinking and wondering and fuck, but it's just irresistible to come and give you a little push. But I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you'll come back.